Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You guys, we have a treat for you on this Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this movie coming out called 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
Okay.
Now, this is directed by Michael Bay.
That's a big deal.
And it comes out January 15th of 2016, but it's already getting a lot of buzz. It was based on a book written by these two gentlemen that are sitting right to the left of me and next to Jenna.
Hey.
Jenna and two soldiers just chilling.
It's regular Saturday night.
I got Tig and Oz up in the house, everybody.
Hey, thank you so much for having us here.
Now, the last time we had a celebrity guest, I wrestled him to the ground, so be prepared.
Promise?
We got to give them their John Tig Tegan and Mark Oz Geis.
Oh, I thought we were already friends. I could call him
Tig and Oz. Well, now you got to introduce him, and now you can call him Tig and Oz.
Okay.
That's my question is, how do you get your cool military nickname? What goes into that?
It just happens. Actually, you end up one of two ways. You either do something good or do something bad. If you do something bad, you get a call sign that maybe, like if we had one guy, he happened to wreck a couple vehicles, so his call sign was Crash.
Okay.
And another one lost the radio, and his call sign was Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. For Oz, just happened.
Just no reason at all?
Well, it did, but I've just never told anybody.
Big fan of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Is it like top secret military?
No. No.
Is that embarrassing?
No.
He's probably playing with one of those kits that you buy, the little like chemical science kits. He probably blew half his eyebrows off.
That's probably it.
Is that close?
Something like that, yeah.
Now I want to know. You're not leaving this room until you tell me.
He doesn't want to tell people.
Hey, many people have tried.
I'm sure you've been interrogated before.
Exactly.
You haven't dealt with the Raz.
Raz is even wearing camouflage this morning.
Hey, awesome.
Of the military, I wore my camo.
So you gentlemen were in Benghazi, Libya, when the attacks went down in 2012.
Yes.
And so you guys got together and wrote a book.
Yes, we did.
With the intention of making this into a movie?
No.
No, the intention was to bring some honor and recognition to the four Americans that died that night.
Yeah.
You know, the Ambassador Stevens, Sean Smith, and then Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods died in the explosion that I got injured in. I was standing right beside them when they got killed.
Oh, my.
Are you not under some sort of, like, when they say you can't talk about this, you were given some freedom to tell your story?
I mean, the biggest thing initially was, you know, if the media comes to you, if they found out, because, you know, who we worked for, our names weren't really out there.
Right.
We were never really given a gag order, but since we were working for him still, he can't just come out in the public and say, this is what happened. But when we finally said, hey, you know, we're going to do this book, they actually went to the agency and told them what they were going to do. And, you know, for the most part, they're pretty supportive of it.
Okay. So you guys are a security team, right? You're part of a security team when you're in Benghazi.
Yes.
And are you considered, like, secret agents when you're in part of these?
No. We're just private military security contractors.
Uh-huh.
Our job or our mission is to make sure that personnel with the CIA are protected while they go about doing their job.
Wow.
Yeah, the only ignorant way I can relate it is like, okay, I'm watching Homeland. I get what she does.
Sure.
All right, it's kind of similar in a Hollywood way.
Yeah.
But when they turn something like this into a Hollywood movie, does Michael Bay come to you guys and do you get any kind of say in how a scene plays out, or do they just want to make it really over the top Hollywood in certain ways and you're like, well, it didn't really happen like that?
You know, when we first met with Michael Bay, the one thing that we said is that, you know, there's going to be some theatrical liberties taken, but the important thing to us is honoring the four Americans that died, because
right.
that's the ultimate thing that has to happen here.
Right.
And he was very adamant about doing it right. You know, and I think he's been very concerned with the image that people have of all his movies, but this was perfect for him anyways. I mean, we did have plenty of explosions, so we didn't have to really add too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But between him and then the actors were all very adamant about getting it right. They wanted to know our mannerisms and know the little things that we did to make sure that they got it right.
So they hang out with you guys. So who plays Oz in the movie?
Max Martini.
Max Martini. So you and Max Martini hung out for how long?
Did a lot of phone conversations, hung out on set. Really got to know each other, so he might know how I got my call sign.
You said you never told it, Oz.
We got to get Max.
Well, I didn't say I did. I just said might.
Very very few people know. And who's playing Tig?
Dominic Famusa is playing me.
And then he same thing. You just calls and a couple hangouts.
Yeah, we called, hung out, and you know, going back to the accuracy of the movie. I mean, we were on set. while they were doing the movie, and you know, the actors would come up to us, say, you know, how were you, you know, at this part, what were you doing? What were you kind of thinking? You know, how are you carrying the weapons? How are you transitioning? You know, and then Michael Bay, before a scene, he'd be like, he'd ask our opinions about stuff. So, like, is this kind of how it happened, or was it like this? And so, I mean, he was really trying to get as accurate as possible.
Pretty cool.
So they'd shoot something, and Michael Bay would literally look at you guys and go, is that
thumbs up?
Pretty good?
Yeah. And did you ever have to get to say,
do it again?
Yeah, you know, we kind of made him redo the whole set, you know? No, I'm just
Please spend another $50 million there, Michael Bay.
Right.
It was only 25.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
That's so much. And speaking of, like, because PTSD, it's rampant.
PTS.
Yeah. There's no disorder to it. It's just PTS.
Just PTS. I'm sorry. Were you afraid of that, being in the scenes when they were doing explosions, or were you guys okay on set?
No, I didn't have any problems. I mean, you know, with PTS, everybody experiences a little bit differently. I was in the Marine Corps for 12 years. John did 4 years in the Marine Corps. He's been contracting for 10 years. I've been contracting for 10 years. So this wasn't our first rodeo that we'd been involved in. It's just the most prevalent one that brought some notoriety to an event that normally wouldn't no one would really know about.
Yeah.
One question I always had about the Marine thing, and I've been too embarrassed to ask, is it ooh-rah?
Yes, we are the best service.
Is it ooh-rah or ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah? Is it ooh-rah or ooh-ah?
It's ooh-rah.
Ooh-rah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write that down because I like to say stuff.
No, see, you're not supposed to, only Marines are allowed to say it.
No, that's okay.
It's like a sign of respect, right? Like,
yeah, you know, and since it's Veterans Day, then, you know, coming up, I want to talk about one thing. You know, with the Army, anybody in the Army, they call them a soldier, right?
Yeah.
If you're in the Navy, you're called a sailor. If you're in the Air Force, you're called an airman. If you're in the Marines, what are you called?
Marine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A Marine.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. All right.
I don't know what you're saying.
Just call them, if they're a Marine, call them a Marine.
Call them, okay.
If you're in the Army, you're not called the Army. You're a soldier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Marine, you're just a Marine.
Because there's a nice rivalry between all
you
guys.
Well, all the no rivalry. The Marines are the Marines, and then the Army.
That's a little marinery there. Marinery snobbery.
You know, with it being veterans.
No.
I don't know if celebrating is not the right word. When you're observing Veterans Day or any military holiday, what's the best way for civilians to recognize and honor people in the military who've served?
Or in the Marines.
Specific.
You know, I think the best thing is to us flying the American flag, showing your patriotism. You know, I think that's the biggest thing for me is just honoring the American flag because that's who we are.
Yeah.
That's what we serve, and that's what is, you know, and the American flag is the people. And that's the most important part of this is, you know, we the people.
Oz, you said you were in the explosion.
Yes.
Where a couple people were killed.
Yeah.
And that's in the movie. Are you still recovering from injuries that you sustained in that?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I've had my hand almost blown off. It was kind of hanging off at a 45-degree angle because I've had like 14 surgeries on it. The last one was this last January. I'm pretty much done with surgeries, and now it's just going to always be a part of me.
Yeah.
I think the toughest one for him was the 15th surgery for the face transplant.
Hey, but they made him a good looking dude.
But they made me look good. That's all that matters. He's jealous.
Sign me up for that face.
Right? Yeah. Did you guys ever feel safe when you were in Benghazi?
I always had a gun.
So that made you.
Yeah, I always had a gun, so I knew I was going to.
Right. You know, the biggest feel about Benghazi was more like the 60s during the mobster days in Chicago. That's kind of how Libya was for the most part. I mean, when we're talking about the militias and 17 Feb guys, they're pretty much like Crips and Bloods with guns. And that's
big guns.
Pretty much what they were.
RPGs, missiles. Yeah. Explosives.
You know, they weren't really trained military guys. You know, they had pretty much their training when they were taking down Gaddafi. That was their training.
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all have a secret handshake, the Marines?
No,
Al just wants that.
Al, you can't ask secrets to the Marines because they're not going to tell you.
If you tell him what Oz is from and not me, I'm going to be so mad.
Okay. I'll talk to you after.
Like how many shots of whiskey would it take to get the Oz out?
There ain't enough out there.
Al, 13 hours. The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. It's not out until January, right?
Oh, yep.
January
15th.
Put the tequila away.
So I appreciate you coming in early on Veterans Day to talk
about
it.
We could try 13 shots, one for every hour we were there.
Bam.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's going to
be staying afterwards.
I'll go after Teague. And what's the name of your guys' book? Because it's slightly different than the movie, right?
It's 13 Hours, The True Account of Benghazi.
Yeah, buy the book, watch the movie. It comes out in January, January 15th, 2016. You guys, thank you so much for serving our country
man.
And for telling the story. and holding honor to those people that lost their lives in Benghazi. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having us on, because, you know, being able to get the story out helps honor those four Americans that gave their lives that day.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for your
Thank you.
John Tegan and Mark Geis. Tegan Oz.
My boy's Tegan Oz.
Yep. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm sure you've heard this song on the radio, perhaps on TV with the Renegade commercial for Jeep. They're the ex-ambassadors, and we actually got the chance to sit down with them and talk with them and hear them sing live.
Cool guys.
We'll play you back that interview with the ex-ambassadors on Friday at this time.
All right.
So mark it down if you want to listen. If you got a boyfriend who plays Madden, you also hear their song Superpower on Madden.
Bro, you were so excited, right?
Yeah, I got excited when I heard they were coming in. And since we're speaking about music, everybody's waiting the highly anticipated album to come out on Friday from Justin Bieber and from One Direction.
Ooh.
It's a big day in music.
Twofer. If you got to buy one, if you could only buy one, which one would you buy, JC?
That's a tough question.
You love the Biebs and you love One Direction.
If you're telling me I can only choose one out.
You can only buy one.
Yep.
Based on what I've heard so far.
Uh-oh.
I'd probably buy Bieber's.
Just, wow.
Because I really do like the songs that he has released.
Directioners, attack!
Again, I'm still a Directioner. I'm still going to get the One Direction album. But Al was asking me if I only had one album to choose from right now.
Ooh, yeah. You opened up a can of worms there.
I still love One Direction. But since we're talking about new music, Justin's doing it right. I mean, he's promoting his album incredibly well.
It's on Ellen every day this week.
Yeah.
Right?
He freaking got Zoolander to promote Bieber.
When my good friend Justin Bieber asked me to promote his album, Purpose, I said, of course, because I want more Instagram followers. And I hear it's good.
Derek Zoolander right there. Right. Justin's supposed to be in Zoolander 2, I believe, right?
He is. That's what's going on, because Ben Stiller did like 3 videos for that What Do You Mean before that came out.
But we got 2 new Justin Bieber songs. Here is Love Yourself.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
Oh.
And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much,
well, Ed Sheeran,
maybe you should go and love yourself.
Love Yourself. See, I'm telling you, the songs Justin came out with for this album are actually pretty good.
You know, because he's doing something different this time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he really is. He's growing into himself. This one's called The Feeling.
Sugar on your lips is hard to kill. Drag it like a pill, so hard to swallow.
That's some love going on with the Biebs. See, so far, he's had every song I've heard from that album has been pretty much a hit.
I like it.
And pretty you can already much. Hear how it's going to be remixed. You know?
Yeah, you could already hear the remix. Yeah, it's going to happen. And then we're equal opportunity here.
Oh, good.
One Direction has a song. It's called Love You.
Love Yourself, Love You.
It's all about love. Love You Goodbye is what it's called from One Direction.
Hey, oh, why are you wearing that to walk out of my life?
Never mind now. I'm going to buy One Direction, I think. This one's good, too.
You bailed on Bieber already?
I can't decide. They're both good. I like what they both did. They're both doing well. And as we mentioned, Justin Bieber's doing Justin Bieber Week on Ellen DeGeneres. Did you guys see that the Finding Dory teaser?
No, I didn't see that.
Finally came out.
Oh, this is Finding
Instead
Nemo.
Of Finding Nemo, it's Finding Dory. Of course, Dory is played by Ellen DeGeneres. Here's the teaser for you.
I remembered something. That's not possible. Is it? Okay. Is it like a picture in your head? And then you think I've seen this before? I just used the word before, which means I'm remembering something. What was I talking about?
Somewhere.
My family! They're out there somewhere. I have to find them.
For the Finding Nemo fans out there, maybe that...
Okay.
It'll be funny. Yeah. I like Dory and Finding Nemo. And
That's a real movie that Ellen is voicing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a sequel.
That wasn't a spoof. Yeah, this is the sequel to Finding Nemo. Okay.
And Dory can't remember things. She always forgets stuff. Like, her short-term memory is bad.
Hashimoto.
What? Hashimoto.
Yeah. Remember, just keep swimming. That's her thing.
Yeah. Hashimoto all day. Ed Sheeran was on Ellen, and he told Ellen about his struggles to quit smoking.
It was cold turkey. I realized that I'd been smoking for 10 years, and that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because always, I started smoking when I was younger, and I'd always say, like, oh, I'm going to quit. And then, like, I'd always be like, oh, but I haven't been smoking for that long. I've been smoking for, like, 4 years. Like, that's normal. And then when it got to 10 years, I was like, I'm probably getting to the point of no return here.
How long has it been?
A week and a half, but that's like, that's...
Yeah.
No, come on,
that's
good, Paul. Yeah. I usually start again after like 3 or 4 days. I feel like if you make it past the week threshold, you're good.
I guess Ed Sheeran was like that 13-year-old you saw in the subway smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, young. So.
He started young. He's only 23, 24, right?
So Biebs just comes out for one segment. He's not like co-hosting with Ellen and as she brings other guests out. I haven't watched it this week. So.
From what I saw, he comes out and like performs a song and like talks for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's not on the whole show.
Okay.
How would I like to see them perform together?
The Biebs and Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed smokes. I'm glad he quit because that voice...
He's protected.
It's majestic. Yeah,
you gotta protect that voice. And you know who else smokes that blew my mind was that I saw one time, and I'm sorry if I call you out, but Bruno Mars.
Really?
And he also has a crazy powerful voice. And
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
man.
I don't know how the singers get away with it.
Guys. Oh, Jennifer Lopez lighting up. That shocked me.
Yeah.
Really? A paparazzi caught her lighting up. Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Maybe it's just an occasional thing. Who knows?
I don't think I clicked on it, on celebrities that smoke or something like that.
Like, Biebs got caught the other day. They took a picture of Bieber smoking.
Really?
And he's like, I would think you would want to stay away from that.
Yeah, it's just high stress jobs. So
yeah.
They're a cool stress reliever, I suppose.
Yeah. I understand you're stressed out. I'm sure you could take something else.
Hey, go jog.
Go jog or something.
Why don't you make that your new mission to get the celebrities you love to stop smoking, Jason?
Because you're going to
charity.
You're going to deprive us of your voice one day if you continue to smoke.
That could be your charitable cause. You could throw concerts.
For just $2 a day,
yeah,
you can help me.
You can help me make these rich people
stop
more
smoking.
Rich. Al, you said there's some new words in the dictionary that were blowing your mind.
There's a few new words here that are in the dictionary as of a day ago. Bestie is now in the dictionary, which, of course, we all know what bestie means. Yeah.
Bestie is in the dictionary
Bestie is now in the dictionary.
The dictionary, I swear, it's going to be words that are just abbreviated words.
Well, yeah. I mean, these are words.
Yeah, they are words.
And they have to be defined.
Yeah. Abreves, IRL, in real life, is now in the dictionary.
IRL is not a word.
It's
in the dictionary.
Right, EGOT, EGOT.
Hold on, what does IRL mean, though?
In real life.
Oh, in real life, okay.
EGOT.
What's your IRL? Oh, it's URL.
URL.
Yeah. What now?
EGOT, EGOT, the honor of winning at least one Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony in competitive rather than honorary categories.
Shout out to Whoopi. Whoopi.
Has anyone done that?
Whoopi.
Whoopi has done that?
Whoopi.
All four?
Whoopi.
The only person?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's the only one,
but Whoopi's done
it. Wow. Okay. Fitness tracker. Fitness tracker is in the dictionary now. Of course,
it's
you know what it is.
Two words.
You can't You're just, you
fitness
can't mix.
And tracker is, are both in the dictionary already.
This is.
But nobody's buying actual hardcover dictionaries.
Right. This is dictionary.com, actually.
Yeah. So dictionary.com is a lot looser than
Webster's. Yeah. But I still feel weird when Jenna's like putting two words together is not making it one word. It's, you're just mixing.
Does this only have anything to do with like Scrabble? Is that what it is?
Oh, maybe that's why, for Scrabble rules.
Because that's what you get in arguments over.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah.
Is that a real word?
Is it in the dictionary?
You Google it. Yeah.
I can get away with my mom and dad. I can use words from Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Because they just see the word dictionary when I look it up on my phone.
And now Fleek. Fleek is also in the dictionary.
How do they
now
define it?
Oh,
Slang, flawlessly styled, groomed, etc.
Etc. That's a cop out.
See, because you don't know. You don't know the true meaning.
Etc.
You're being flawlessly styled and groomed, etc.
You can't just put etc.
Because people say my shirt is on fleek. My shirt is not groomed.
Oh, my gosh, Al. I hope you have more because I just Googled this.
What?
Yas.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds right.
Yas is in the...
Yas.
What's yas again? Just like,
yeah, it's yes. Yeah. It's just like the very emphatic, like when you're really excited about something.
Yeah.
You know, and you tell me we're going to...
Emphatically agree.
Like Jenna, we're going to go to Vegas. We're going to be like, yas.
Like how many A's in yas?
Three
A's.
Y-A-A-A-S.
So if you have that in the spelling in the spelling bee and you use four A's, you're wrong.
You're out.
Yeah.
Feels.
Yeah. Feels is in there?
I like that.
What's that mean?
Feels. It's like you caught the feels. Just basically saying you caught feelings.
For somebody.
It's just, again, yeah, abbreviating feelings.
But yeah, I don't feels. Have feels for my bestie.
You do? You should. Yeah.
I do have feels for my bestie.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Feels for your bestie.
It's not romantic feels.
Eyebrows are on my fleek.
Okay.
Right.
You get emotional?
Yeah.
That's the feels.
I got the feels right now.
Wow.
I got the feels.
You got
right
the feels?
I got the feels. I got the feels for you, Kid Nation. The
feels for you.
The feels that you're going to win some money.
I feels it.
Did we have double door close yesterday? Yes, we did.
Yeah, we had double doors.
We had two Kimberlys play, and we had two Kimberlys get the door closed on them.
That was so disappointing yesterday.
Yeah.
I would like to see a Kimberly win, but we can't call it. We can't call it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give me a number, Big Al.
Well, Martha did thank me yesterday for giving number 41.
Yeah.
So, you know what? This is for you, Martha. 37.
Martha's the girl at the bank.
She's at the bank. She says, I'm working with the kids. I'm driving.
Sure.
I never have time to get my phone out with those little low numbers, like 13.
Right.
Get a phone out of her purse or whatever and pull over and dial. So, Martha, that's for you. Number 37.
Number 37. You will get to go inside the bank vault and hopefully win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank, and we'll do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Hillary Swank. Feet stank. See a veteran. Say thanks. Beat the Bank.
You rhymed
beat
people thanking beat veterans with Hillary Swank's stanky poop.
But hey, at least he remembered to thank a veteran.
Thank you, Kelly. It's Veterans Day. Thank a veteran today.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you're at Starbucks, you see somebody with that cool hat on or something, you know, maybe buy them a cup of coffee, let them, you know, whatever. Just say thanks.
Starbucks is doing
just say thanks.
Speaking of Starbucks, they're doing nice things for veterans. They're trying to hire as many veterans as possible.
Really?
Think they had a goal of like 10,000 that they were trying to hire. And they're halfway done. And then they're offering schooling for their families as well.
Mm.
So
wow,
they can go to college and stuff.
That's cool.
I've heard they treat employees great there.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. And it's great that they're doing for veterans. Let's meet our contestant for Beat the Bank this hour.
All righty.
Having a shot at $1,000. Let's say, you're going to love this last name, Al.
All right. What we got?
Linda Beers.
Oh, I could just drink you up.
Hi, Linda Beers.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Fine. Oh, we're doing great.
What is your favorite beer, Linda Beers?
Actually, I'm not a beer drinker.
Oh, my gosh. That should be a sin.
I know. I put a shame to my namesake, don't I?
No.
Did you marry into that name?
Linda Sky Vodka.
That's right. But I do recommend Tito's.
Yeah. Linda Tito's would be good.
We all, yeah.
Did you marry into that last name, Linda?
No, I was born with it and stuck with it.
Lucky. That's a cool last name.
It'd be great if your first name was Nita.
Nita Beers.
Yeah,
Nita Beers.
Nita Beers.
What are you up to this morning, Linda? Are you going to work? You staying home?
Actually, I left home early so I could be in the parking lot to make this call.
How about that?
Oh, look at that. And then
planning ahead. Planning ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Linda, if you win $1,000, would you just call in sick to work?
Well, I'm here and a lot of my coworkers have seen me. I don't think that's
all. They're probably listening to you on the radio right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, Linda, let's try to score you that money. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Make sure you yell stop. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
And as soon as you yell stop, that's how much money you will win. It can go up to $1,000. That's the maximum for today. Even if he says that, you still got to yell stop. If it closes on you, then you get nothing, and we don't want that, Linda.
Wonk, wonk.
Just like you've had too many beers.
Right.
Stop!
Right.
All right.
Come on now, Al. How you feeling?
Oh, wow. With a name like Beers, I'm feeling great.
You're feeling
I'm feeling fantastic.
All right. Based on your last name, Al feels good, Linda.
Yes,
good
man.
To know.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's see how you do, and let's get inside the vault and play
Beat the Bank.
$230.
Nice.
$280. $340. $420. $490. $560. $680.
Stop.
Stop.
Yes.
Yes.
$680.
I know that's right, young lady.
Or according to the dictionary, yes.
Your stop was on fleek, Linda.
That's right.
Yeah. You got $680. What are you going to do with that money, Linda?
Oh, I have a teenager and Christmas.
Two things that go together. Yeah.
You got a boy or girl teenager?
Oh, my gosh.
Boy or girl?
Oh, my gosh.
She doesn't know. She does. I don't think she knows.
Well, just for fun, we're going to find out how far it would have gone, okay? But I think you were smart. It felt like you did it at the right time.
Let's see.
Okay.
We're at 680.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Every dime of it.
You did it right, girl.
I had a feeling.
Good
you
job.
Did too. Good for you.
Good awesome. Job.
Great feeling. Linda. Enjoy your $680, and you get inside work and go brag to your friends.
There you go. Beers for everybody.
One of my coworkers just walked by and saw me sprinting in my car.
Oh, I hope she didn't call 911.
She probably thinks Linda's having a bad day.
Oh, Linda, hungover again.
Hang on for us, Linda. We'll get you all set up. Thank you so much for listening and playing Beat the Bank. If you didn't get in this hour, we'll play less than an hour away from round two. And don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow's 10,000 Thursday.
Yeah, buddy.
That means you have a shot at winning up to $5,000. We have two chances for you to do that. Beat the Bank is getting, it's getting crazy, y'all.
It's getting on fleek.
Y'all.
No?
We can use it now. It's in the dictionary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the right usage?
We still don't know. We're still trying to figure that out, Jenna.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Based on the definition, no, we're not using it right. Coming up next, love letters to Kelly.
Yay.
Yes. Someone in Kid Nation, Kelly, is putting it all out there, she needs your help. Apparently, her husband just finds her way sexy.
That's just a problem?
Big problem.
What's the problem?
Yeah, big problem. Yeah, we'll get into love letters to Kelly coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How about Linda Beers just won $680 with Beat the Bank? That was the maximum during her turn. She said stop about a second before the door closed on her. Well done, Linda.
Way to go.
And even better, your last name.
I'm telling you.
Linda Beers.
Makes me want a cold one.
Pierce?
For real. Now we get to the portion of the show where Kelly Raspberry fixes lives and relationships.
She does.
And makes you choose the right path.
Because she is the love expert.
She sure is. She's got the experience to do this bit we like to call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I fear that I am making one of the biggest mistakes of my life. My best guy friend, who I've known for 13 years, is perfect for me. We have similar life goals, make each other laugh, and are an integral part of each other's families. I love him, Kelly, but I am not in love with him. He's expressed interest in me on multiple occasions, but I've refused due to not being romantically attracted to him. But recently, he has given me an ultimatum for our friendship, saying he cannot endure this friendship / love purgatory anymore, and he needs to move on or date me. Should I date someone who I'm not romantically attracted to? I can't fathom losing my best friend. We're both 22, because I know you ask about age. Please help, Megan.
Well, Megan, I mean, if you don't feel, I mean, you could try going out with him. Say, let's just try going on a date. But if you don't feel it, you don't feel it.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, you can say, I really value your friendship, but I understand if this is too difficult. And then let him go. And like they say, let him go. If they were yours, they'll come back, or whatever that thing is. I can't remember.
Right.
You know, like they say, but I can't remember.
It's meant to be, they'll come back.
You have a way. What do you call those things?
Something.
Let them free if it's...
what's the word?
Down, you wanna,
it's meant to be or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bird we know and... Yeah.
Yeah.
Birds yeah, so you can, if you don't feel like giving it one shot, just say, okay, take me on a date. let me see if I can feel something. And then if they just say, look, this is the way I feel. I value our friendship, but if that's the way you feel, I respect it. And he ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. What goes up
must come down.
I know
that's
that
right.
one. I know that
that's
one.
That's right. That's it.
Forget it. If you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it's it was meant, yours. If it doesn't, be. It wasn't.
If it doesn't, it broke down.
Or the joke is, if it comes back, set it free again because men are stupid.
Obviously, you didn't set them away far enough. Oh, man. That's
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
My husband likes to do laundry all the time.
Uh-huh.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Look.
That's a great husband.
I'm tired.
I get that.
I don't want to do laundry.
I get that.
I work all day taking care of two toddlers, and all he wants to do is laundry. How do men have so much energy? He says there's something wrong with me, and there is. I'm tired. How do I tell him? Thank you, Kelly.
Well, here's
Linda.
Here's the problem,
yeah.
Linda. You are tired. I get that. Yeah. But don't you ever find that if he romances you a little bit, suddenly you find yourself in the mood. This is the problem I think men
don't it's on him
understand.
As well.
You can't just walk in the door and say, let's do this.
Why not?
Because that women need.
No. What?
So
I thought
hard.
You wanted us to be,
dinner?
You know, macho.
You need
foreplay.
So, but you know what that could be?
It's like, yeah,
cleaning out the dishwasher. Helping me a little bit. I'm
okay,
telling
we'll
you.
Clean out the dishwasher. Let's
no,
do
no,
it.
No, 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 no. If men would understand, if you would show us, that's those acts of like appreciating what we do. Let me get that for you, honey. Let me, you know what? You cook dinner tonight. Let me clean up the kitchen for
Serious.
You. Let me tell you, that is foreplay.
For
I'm
real?
Trying to be really delicate here.
Sure.
But a man will walk in the door and say, hey, baby, let's do this, and just dive in. And then a woman starts resenting him. I have been working all day, but I'm telling you, if you grease the wheels a little bit,
yeah.
Man.
Warm
she
up.
She is so right.
Warm up. Hmm. Give every once in a while, rub her shoulders, and don't expect anything in return.
Right.
And then that'll be like, and then she'll be, I wish, you know. I'm telling you, you just can't go for the kill the minute you walk in the door. Mm. That's the problem here.
Yeah, it's not your fault, Linda. This is on him. He needs to work.
And she's
it.
Feeling like, oh, that's all you want from me? That's the way she feels. If he would romance her a little bit, I guarantee you she would start wanting that more.
How much time do we have to put in on rubbing the shoulders?
See,
not that much.
Problem.
Not
it's
that
a
much.
Problem. You show her some respect around the house. I mean, you're usually working in two job families. What do you call it?
Two employees.
Everybody's working.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Even if
everybody's
she's a stay-at-home
working.
Mommy, that's
yeah,
work.
Yeah, and it is a lot of work. And you come home, and the man just wants to get busy. And she's like, dude, I've got to finish getting the kids ready for bed and da-da-da-da. Help me. If you help her, I'm telling you.
Al, I'll tell you what. Kelly, you're so right. Because
thank you.
The other day, I unloaded the washing machine because Kinsey was out with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the dishes in there, had the kitchen cleaned. You would think she walked into a house with Brad Pitt.
I'm telling you.
I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Because that just shows that you care about us. And, oh, he's so sweet. Come here, baby. We are not that difficult.
Sure.
Men think we are so difficult.
Y'all are.
We are not that difficult.
Well, now I expect it every time. Like the dog that gets the treat.
Right.
Like I took the trash out and I walked in, like wagging my tail, like, took the trash out.
That's what you do. Well, go ahead and take the dishes out of the dishwasher and then just stare right next to it.
Naked.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I just got out of a relationship that lasted a year and a half. I'm 21 years old. I've never been one for online dating or anything like that. I usually think it's kind of goofy and a waste of time. But I found myself creating a Tinder profile.
Okay.
I'm not really taking it that serious. I mostly just want to have some fun conversations
Perfect.
Without actually meeting anyone.
Oh, no.
But there is this one really cute guy who I matched with, and neither of us has said anything yet. I want to say something clever and funny, but I'm drawing blanks because I don't know what to say, and I don't want to come off as weird or in a bad way. Do you have any suggestions on that opening line?
It's like you've got, if you really are interested, like I remember one time,
Michelle.
I mean, I've said a couple things like, I'm glad you swiped right on me too, otherwise this would be really awkward.
Yeah.
And that just opens the door.
Sure.
So try that. I'm glad you swiped right on me too, otherwise this would be really awkward. And then let him pick it up from there.
That's kind of stressful. Like the opening.
It is
the opening
first contact. That's sort of
line.
Like why Bumble, it's a little bit better because the girl has to make the first contact, and if you don't, then nothing happens, so you're expected to. But that's like an interest, or some, one time, like the very first time I did Tinder, I really didn't know how it worked. So after we matched, that's what I I texted him immediately. I said, I really don't know what we're supposed to do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the conversation
started. How about a compliment? Like nice shoes. Or,
this is the thing, though. It's not a traditional means of dating or meeting, so you don't have to be traditional about it. That's what's kind of cool. There's no rules, really. This whole social media dating is so new that you can do whatever you want.
The constant back and forth chatting, it's like, okay, dude, that's enough. Eventually, you have to meet, or what's the point?
You give him your phone number, yeah.
How many back and forths? I guess it kind of depends.
Before you call?
It depends, but I mean, after a few back and forths, if he hasn't asked me for my number.
Yep.
Or something, sometimes I'll just unmatch because this isn't going anywhere and it's wasting my time. But I mean, you know, because I'm not taking it very seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not like, oh, this is just blow off. But I'm not investing everything into each and every Tinder date.
Right.
You know, I'm like looking at each one. Oh, that's nice. We had a nice time. Some of them I've gone out with one time and I've never heard from them again. And that's completely okay.
You didn't call them, they didn't call, it just didn't work out.
Because you can just tell, even though you get along great, there's no spark.
Is it cool just to have...
You just got to not invest so much of your... Don't think this is it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is my Tinder date, this is it. No, just look at it as, hey, if there's a spark, there's a spark. If there's not, there's not. What are you going to do?
Right.
But you have to, you know, if you're looking for an opening line, I just gave you one. Oh, thanks. I'm glad you swiped right on me, too. Otherwise, this would have been awkward.
All right, go around the room, opening line on Tinder.
I just gave
Kelly,
it
Kelly
to
just
you.
Gave one.
Okay.
And JC.
I'm married and looking to mingle.
You'd be surprised. No, you'd be surprised at how many men say that.
Are you serious?
It's not all. I mean, there's some men on there, and they're pictured with their wives or girlfriends, and say, "Look,
they're cool.
I'm married and you know, looking for
companionship."
Yeah, one man just showed a picture of himself. He wasn't like naked. Usually, if it's just from the neck down, it's shirtless. But he was, you know, fully dressed from the neck down, and he said, I'm married, and I'm in a loveless relationship. And he said, I need physical intimacy. He said, I'm not looking to leave my wife, but I need intimacy. I mean, then you could hear almost, like, that's sad.
It's pain, yeah.
Ugh. You could almost hear the pain in that.
Jeez.
Because some women...
won't do laundry.
Yeah.
Just like homegirl.
And a man's like, you know, I'm sorry, that's biology right there.
You guys really put it up there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, at least at least there's that.
It's like guys that go to the club. I mean, not that every guy that goes to a club or bar that's married is looking for something, but you know that you get a lot more play and attention when you had a wedding ring on.
I hear men say that, but I don't know.
Maybe they figure the women think that he's safe because he's married.
No, what I've experienced is men take off the ring when they're usually in their early 40s because they're going through that grass is greener phase. And, you know, you've been in a marriage maybe since right out of college, and you're thinking something better's happening out in the club.
Right.
So you take off the ring, you go out, you meet a girl, and then things get a little too far, and then suddenly, married. And that happens, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I get that much attention because I have a wedding ring.
I
probably get less.
I mean, sure, there are those kind of girls. That's not... Yeah. In my experience with my girlfriends, we don't hit on the married
ones. It's a turn off to me. I don't want a guy that is out doing that.
I have been in the situation where you find out they are married.
Yeah.
And yeah, you didn't know.
And you didn't know.
Do you look for the ring?
More than once.
As girls? Because I feel like girls sometimes don't look for it.
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Guys do.
I absolutely look for the ring.
Yeah.
I never used to. You hit a certain age where the girlfriend will make the sign to you and hold up her hand and like kind of flutter her ring finger. And you're like, oh... That doesn't happen until you're way post college and you start going out and realizing you got to look for it.
You got to look for it. I don't know who you are.
Every time.
Man, woman, whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're not wearing one doesn't mean they're not.
Exactly.
Huh. It just happened.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Jenna, we didn't do your opening line. Go ahead.
I've used a similar one as Kelly before, but when I friended someone on Facebook and made the first move and said, I'm glad you accepted because this would have been awkward, I normally say something about, I make it very casual.
Like, yeah,
I'm just here for the food. You know, like
casual.
Make it a joke. Like I want to go out to eat, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have a good Tinder line. I'm not on Tinder. I don't know.
I probably have a picture of me singing karaoke, and I would just ask the question, got Mike?
Then they might think you're gay.
Got Mike.
M-I-C. M-I-K-E. But instead of like they got might milk, got me holding a microphone, got Mike.
You should try that. We should all put up a Tinder profile and see what happens.
Why you turn your head away from me?
I'm looking at Shannon. What do you think, Shannon? Hey. That's a good idea?
I think it's awesome.
I think you should put up a Tinder profile and just see what happens.
Just to see what happens.
I have a girlfriend.
Well, you got to try your opening line and see if it's effective. Yeah. It's more of an experiment.
Maybe you should go out on a date, too, just to try. Just give it a try.
Why are y'all trying to break me up?
We're not trying to break you up. We're just saying you were curious.
Yeah. About what curious.
You were so into this. What's your Tinder pickup line?
I just asked, this is my letter.
My opening line would be like, making laughs, and breaking hearts.
If she doesn't find out about it, it won't hurt her.
That's right. You're just curious.
And breaking hearts.
I am not going down this road.
Making laughs and breaking hearts.
Do you still have your Match.com profile?
I guess.
What's the difference of adding Tinder? Just to see.
Yeah, just for a second.
I'm not on Match.
You're so judgy, Al.
I'm just
Elena to set you up on one.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for Elena to
just
set
to
me
see
up on
which, yeah, thing. Elena's good with it. And she can see what she can do is every week change your opening line.
And see which one
and
works.
And see which one's most effective.
Can we put the picture up of you wearing that shirt you're wearing under the sweatshirt?
No.
The tight black shirt.
That's a t-shirt.
Al's wearing like man Spanx.
It's an undershirt.
It's just a tight undershirt. We're hating.
All right. Ready, Jenna?
All right, let's go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Over a year ago, I met this amazing man. Together, we made a blended family. The kids became known as the Fab Five. I know for my three kids and I, we were the happiest we've ever been. He had been separated after 13 years of marriage when we first met, and things moved fast, and we fell in love. The heart wants what the heart wants.
That's right.
But about 2 weeks ago, he said he was falling out of love with me and ended the relationship.
Wow.
He told me he wasn't ready and he needed to go find himself. Mm. He wants to try to remain friends and eventually wants to bring all the kids back together so they can see each other. I'm confused and hurt. I'm not sure what I should do. It's hard to let go of the hope that he will find his way back to me. Help, Kelly. Tara.
Yeah. That sucks, Tara, but you got to let it go.
Yeah.
It sucks, especially when you got the kids involved. That's the hard part because the kids are questioning it. But you can't force something that's not there.
Yeah.
Let him go.
You don't want to be miserable.
It's hard.
If you love something, set it
free. If you love something, set it free. And if it's supposed to come back, it will. And if it's not, it won't.
I thought it was supposed to... Pretty sure that's not how it goes.
I like that.
Isn't it supposed to rhyme
like that?
Kelly, I think that would make a great tattoo.
Something like that.
It's supposed to rhyme.
She have one of those stories.
No,
in the mall.
I don't think it's come.
Set it free.
It may or may not come back.
If it comes,
if you love something, take it off the leash.
If you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it's yours. If not, it was never meant to be.
See, that didn't rhyme.
That doesn't rhyme.
Yes, it does.
That doesn't rhyme.
If you love something, set it free.
Free.
Yeah.
And B does not rhyme. Huh.
Free and B does rhyme.
Yes,
it does.
No, so here's the point.
It's a joke, Al.
It sucks, and I'm sorry everybody got caught up in the whirlwind. He got cold feet. You have no choice but to let him go and let him breathe.
There you go. If you love something.
And once, and especially with a man, you got to give him that breathing space.
That's a really long
time
thing.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That's going to be a really big piece of art.
Because every time you contact him, I guarantee you, you're going to regret it to the point where you finally delete all of his contact information.
Okay.
So you're not tempted.
Hold on, she's finishing up.
I'm finishing some real stuff here. Yeah. Every time you reach out, hoping that he's changed his mind and you find out, no, he has not.
LA.
Eventually, you're going to wake up and say, I need to delete all of his contact information to prevent me from doing that ever again.
Personal experience.
That's the saying right there.
That is personal experience.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, buddy. Not so much gold. That's going to be green.
Green? Green can buy gold.
Uh-huh.
How about
definitely.
That?
Definitely, Big Al Mac.
Uh-huh.
That's how we roll right there. It's time to play round two of Beat the Bank this morning. Crystal, congratulations. You are the correct caller. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everyone?
Wonderful.
We're awesome. Where are you right now? Are you at the office?
Actually, I am. I just pulled up.
What type of office are you at?
I work for a law firm.
Oh. Lawyers.
What can you tell us that's not against the client?
What attorney is it? Lawyer, client privilege?
It's interesting every day.
Yeah.
Wanted some juice.
Yeah, we want a juice.
Yeah.
So what do you do for them?
I'm a bookkeeper.
Bookkeeper. Mm. So you don't work pro bono?
No.
That's the extent of our legal jargon. Yeah.
That's it. We're out.
You can't handle the truth.
Okay. I object.
I'm learning everything from the grinder is what
War
I'm
Dyer, yeah.
Yeah. War Dyer. Are you married, Crystal?
I am. I've been married for 12 years.
Okay. So I'm sure the hubby would like a little extra cash flowing in, right?
Definitely. That'd be great.
How about kids? Got any kids, Crystal?
I do. I have two kids. I have a 15-year-old new driver and a 4-year-old.
Did he get his driver's license on his birthday?
No, we're actually working on it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's not a sense of urgency, you know, when we were kids. Man. The minute
the
you turn
day I turned 16, I was there.
Kids nowadays will go to college and they still don't have their licenses.
I was there.
Yeah, it's kind of scary though to think about him driving.
Yeah,
yeah, you probably want to hold off as long as possible. Yeah. Make sure he stays in your car. I feel you on that. Big Al Mack, will you please tell Crystal how we play Beat the Bank?
Crystal, we are going to put you in our Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, and you will hear these dollar amounts thrown your way. When you hear the dollar amount that you feel good about, you just say stop, and you'll win it. Now, if you don't say stop and the door closes, you will not win it. You won't win anything, and that's bad.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Really? Yeah, we don't want that at all.
Even if it goes to 1,000, you got to say stop. Okay, Crystal?
Okay, great. Thank
All right,
you.
Baby.
All right, Crystal.
Good luck.
You know the rules, and we are ready to play
Beat the Bank.
$140. $250. $290. $370. $450. $500.
Crystal, behind the scenes, you should have seen JC and Al.
We were saying
trying
stop.
Trying to use their mental telepathy to get you to stop.
And even crazier, Big Al Mack likes to write down what he thinks it's going to go up to for that round.
Yeah, if you don't ask me, I'll write it down. I tried to, and I wrote $490.
Oh, man.
He was just feeling it.
I was basing that on tomorrow, because tomorrow's a big day.
Sure.
Tomorrow is $10,000 Thursday, and I said, you know what, the banker's probably going to be stingy. So we can give away more money tomorrow.
Maybe. I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
So, I'm sorry, Crystal.
I'm very
it's okay.
Sorry,
thank you, guys.
No, thank you. You could try tomorrow for $10,000 Thursday.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay,
make up for it.
Do. You're still on the
thank
running?
Thank you so much.
All right, Crystal. There you go. Have fun at work today. There she goes. Crystal had the door closed.
People have been
her.
Being brave lately.
Yeah. People be brave, Jenna.
Hopeful. They're hopeful.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Optimism.
You just felt it. You just felt it happening.
Yeah.
I saw this article from Business Insider.
Okay.
The unhealthiest jobs to have.
Unhealthiest jobs.
Yeah, for your health. Like, you don't want to have these
jobs.
Like,
it stresses you out?
Is that, no, as in, like, for your health.
Well, that's stress.
Well, stress is a health problem.
Damaging to your health, but not stress-wise. More like the
physical.
The physical aspect of the job.
All right.
I'll give you the top five just in case, because these are pretty, it's weird. I didn't think these would be the top five.
Okay.
But coming in at number five, podiatrist.
Podiatrist?
Yeah, they diagnose, they treat the disease and deformities of the human foot. You're exposed to disease and infections, radiation, contaminants. That was number five, yeah.
So I should stop sucking on toes.
Yeah, if you have a foot fetish.
Oh, that is gross, Al.
Do you really do that a lot?
Suck on toes. Every once in a while, If I know the feet clean, yeah. If she just got a shower, not like after a hard day's work.
Don't tell stuff like that. Just don't tell it.
Too personal.
That's so weird. Now I'm picturing you sucking her toes.
You never had your toes suck?
Didn't you suck Kelly's toe?
Well, it was a bet.
Yeah.
Had to put a toe in his mouth, and Jenna, too.
He did mine, too, but he put his hot sauce on it.
Yeah.
You could not be your age, Kelly, and never had your toes suck.
Al, you're the only guy that's ever done that to me.
There's certain things you don't talk about.
Okay, at least I know you've had it done.
I can honestly say, been with my wife, we started dating in college.
No, don't tell me this.
I believe it.
Never done it.
I believe you.
I don't think I've ever sucked her toe.
You've never sucked your wife's toe.
I don't think so. Have I?
I don't know.
I think I,
why
should
are
I
you
do it?
Us?
I should do it.
You've never sucked your wife's toe.
Okay,
no.
Let's stop
okay,
this.
I don't
talk.
Like this.
I'm
Jenna.
You're the only guy that's ever done that to me.
This is an uncomfortable line of questioning.
It's the toe. It's a toe.
Have you reciprocated, Kelly?
I told you this is an uncomfortable line of
okay,
questioning.
What are the
and no?
I feel like the guy toe is gross. Like girls should not suck on a guy toe.
No, I don't need to suck on my toe.
What are the other unhealthiest jobs?
Number four.
Seriously.
Okay. Vets. Not vets, but veterinary assistants and technicians.
I guess they bit a lot.
Yeah, probably so.
So
if you work with a veterinarian or if you are one, that's number four because you're exposed to disease and infections very highly, exposed to minor burns, cuts, bites, or stings.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of contaminants around.
Yeah, especially, I would hate to be the vet when someone brings in their snake.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah, like my snake's moody.
just don't have one.
So when's the last time, Kelly?
Al, stop
number three.
It.
Anesthesiologists or their assistants. That was the number three one. And I thought that would be a pretty safe one.
No.
It's not.
Well, I thought that was more stress related. Or there's like a high rate of addiction amongst anesthesiologists, they say.
Yeah, they have a high rate of exposure to disease and infections, exposure to contaminants, and again, exposure to radiation.
Oh, yeah.
I would think that like power plants would be in the top five.
Yeah.
What?
Working at a power plant or something?
Yeah.
Number two, no.
Number two.
We come across these people all the time when we travel. Flight attendants.
Really? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the second unhealthiest yeah, job to have.
Lots of germs up there.
Lots of
them. Over and over.
You're in a little germ coffin.
Basically, yeah. Your exposure to contaminants is a rate of 88 out of 100.
And then just going up and coming down, you know, just the altitude.
Pressure.
And Yeah.
I'm always discombobulated when I get off a plane.
Right.
It takes me a minute to get my bearings back.
And you smell like plane. You know, you have plane smell?
Yeah, the
you
plane.
You know,
like,
that air has been, like you said, the same air. And it's,
yeah.
And you're coming across like hundreds of people on a
right.
ship. Hundreds and hundreds of people.
And you never sit that close to anybody you don't know other than on an airplane. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. And you're handing stuff. And the number one.
Unhealthiest job.
Unhealthiest job to have. And this is why they make the money. Dentists.
Yeah.
Well, do they still have the highest rate of suicide?
Wasn't I don't know true? They did.
Did they really?
That was the highest rate of suicide. But yeah. I don't know why.
That's weird. Like, that's because the most unhealthiest job to have.
Inflicting that much pain.
Well, the mouth. That's where all the germs and sickness come
from.
Yeah,
but you're wearing gloves and masks.
Yeah, like, the people handling garbage for us or the people that work in power plants. No, it's a dentist. The guy that goes up all up inside your mouth hole.
Hmm.
Huh.
Gross.
Is DJ on there?
No, we're pretty healthy.
So a dentist married to a podiatrist would just be a terribly unhealthy mix.
Yeah, that's the unhealthiest marriage, would be a podiatrist and a dentist.
I don't think I've ever just had a job that was, like, really hard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you mean?
I've hard where I'd get hurt every day at work. You know, I don't think I've had a job like that. I mean, when I unloaded packages at UPS, I guess you could.
Yeah.
You know, physically, it was challenging.
Throw your back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been a server. I think the most unhealthiest job I've ever had was mowing lawns because I could, like, cut myself. I could have cut myself. Uh-huh. Or cut my foot off.
You let down your whole race. But not, you know.
I got out of the business. I just did it in high school to go to prom now. At this time tomorrow morning, Anna Faris, who's married to one of the hunkiest guys in Hollywood, is going to be joining the show to talk about her show Mom on CBS. And don't forget, tomorrow, we're not giving away $1,000 with Beat the Bank. Oh, no.
No.
Well, we possibly would be giving away
$1,000.
But hopefully more, because it's 10,000 Thursday. That means you can win up to $5,000 during your turn for Beat the Bank.
Nice.
So I'm telling you, if you're not listening tomorrow, you're missing out on a bunch of money. Make sure you're there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.